Right then, and now, just we're going to talk to Helen Behan in a second. Helen is starring in The Virtues, a new drama on Channel 4, which starts tomorrow night. We've been watching the trailer, and it just looks, it really brings you in. You say, I want to find out what this is about. But we did speak to Helen before, back in about 2015, right? And she told us about meeting Shane Meadows. He was on his holidays. So he's the guy behind This Is England. And she went straight up to him and asked him about, you know, kind of getting onto This Is England. And she's a nurse, basically. I don't know whether she has, I'm going to talk to her again about how much acting kind of experience she had. But anyway, this was her in 2015 talking to us on the radio.
I met Shane Meadows when he was over here on holidays a few years ago, and he just came into our local pub, so I had this opportunity.
You just happened to be sitting there, Helen, yeah?
Just happened to be sitting there in the area, yeah, and got chatting to him, and just thought to myself, this is an opportunity here, and something I always wanted to do, but with kids and work, it never kind of materialised. So I just grabbed the bull by the horns and asked him what was the chances of getting involved, and that was it. The rest is history.
She's back on the line now and starring in The Virtues on Channel 4 tomorrow night. Helen Behan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. Thanks very much. God, it's weird listening to my voice.
You must be used to it now at this stage, being a fully-fledged actress.
I'm getting more used to it. I am, definitely.
But listen, you're saying that you're still nursing. Is that right? So
I am. Well, I have to keep the wool from the door, Ian. Unless you're in Hollywood, it's the checks don't come in every week, so I have to kind of... I'm doing locum nursing, really, so I can pick up a day and put it down when I need it. So it keeps me in pocket between Hollywood movies.
And listen, tell us about this. It looks fascinating, The Virtues. What's it about?
It's amazing. Well, it's been in the pipeline for 2 years. So we went into production in 2017. There was a version of it ready last year, but he's been tweaking it, so it's ready now. It's going out tomorrow night. But basically, it's a story of Joseph, played by Stephen Graham, the brilliant Stephen Graham, who's all...
Line of Duty at the moment, yeah.
He's everywhere. It's about... basically, he wakes up one day and realises his life is upside down. His partner, and I'm not giving away too much here, this is kind of out in the media, his ex-partner is leaving with their child and the new partner for a different country. He's not that happy in his work life. He's been sober for a couple of years and falls spectacularly off the wagon after that happens. It deals with repressed memory, and so something has happened to Joseph, and he's been stifling it, and he goes back to Ireland where he meets me, his sister, and things unfold, secrets from his past.
Yeah, it's probably difficult. You can't really say too much about it because you don't want to be giving it away. But it's how many episodes are there going to be, or do you know that at this stage?
There's four episodes. So tomorrow night you meet Joseph and his story starts, and then when he arrives in Ireland... That's kind of from next week on. Yeah. And there's a great Irish cast in it, myself included. And this will be my third time to work with Shane. I've done now, I did, what's the last thing I did here was Taken Down. So David Caffrey and Stuart Carroll, and I did a bit of that, and I've been doing bits. But really, every time I work with Shane, he's been giving me more and more and more. So this.
And listen, that pub in was that in Betty's Town? Isn't that what you're
in Betty's Town? Yeah, well, I'm from Laytown, which is like a stone's throw up the road. But yeah, Betty's Town was where I met him originally. That's nearly 10 years ago now, and we're fast friends. I said the night that he was there, I don't know whether I told you this the last time. Yeah. There was a charming man going around helping himself to ladies' purses. He was sitting down talking and putting his hand in their bags and grabbing their purses. So this all kicked off that night, and Shane thought it was hilarious. He felt like he was at home. So this is just like it's a famous pub now, McDonald's and Betty's Town.
I love it.
That was a great day for me walking in that door, I tell you.
Yeah. And had you acted before? I mean, were you interested in it, or were you fully into the nursing?
I've always been interested. It was kind of nursing or Hollywood, and nursing seems more achievable. But I'm kind of working on both at the minute. I mean, I want to branch away from Florence Nightingale. Mm. She's had her day in the sun. It's time for the movies and the television now. Mm. I love nursing, and it's great, and I'd always be able to work with it. And sadly, there'll always be people sick, and so yeah. I'll always have a job if I need it. But really, this is where my heart is now.
And you're nursing today, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm on my way. Sorry, girls, I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. They're very forgiving. They're delighted for me. And so they're loving me. They want to do things, but they're keeping me at bay. But The Virtues is unlike any other television. The way Shane makes television, this is honestly, if you're people that are listening, please tune in. It's about humanity and what makes us human. It's the problems that come up in The Virtues are universal. It's not necessarily specific to Ireland, even though it's set here. But it's a visceral, uplifting, heartbreaking, brilliant piece of television.
It's nice and gritty as well. It looks pretty good now.
It's pure grit.
Yeah.
Pure grit.
So that's The Virtues, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Channel 4 is the place to be, and I'm sure it'll be on the All 4 and the apps and everything as well. So
it will.
Check it out.
At your leisure, yeah.
Helen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Best of luck.
Great talking to you. Thanks.
We'll keep an eye on you now, Helen. Good luck. Cheers.
Keep a fast eye on me. Today FM.